This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The holidays can be tough when multiple generations get together under one roof, which can often highlight some generational shifts, shall we say, in language. The other day, I came across this test in the Washington Post about the slang Gen Z use in the workplace. As an elder millennial, I couldn't resist. I got a 6 out of 6, but just barely. Although the test was a bit tongue-in-cheek, understanding Gen Z slang can be key to office communication. Washington Post reporter Danielle Abril wrote about this. Danielle, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you give a couple of examples of slang, terms, emojis that the Gen Zers are using that maybe confuses the rest of us?
Absolutely. So, you know, Gen Z regularly uses the word slay. Now, they didn't come up with this term. Arguably, this goes back to Black communities, to LGBTQ plus communities. But the way that Gen Z uses it is sort of in a way to express, like, good job. They'll just use it in one word. So somebody might say, hey, we landed a big account today. And a Gen Z person might react with slay, as in great job. But to people who aren't used to seeing it just as a one-word reaction, they're not really sure what that means.
To steal some Gen Z terminology, this whole conversation of even dissecting the way that Gen Z speaks in the workplace feels a little cringe. and I wonder how, you know, where is the onus to adapt to language in the workplace? Like, whose responsibility is it to cross this verbal and textual divide?
The truth of the matter is the onus is on everyone. So for the older generations, that might look like asking questions. You know, when you get that slay, sure, there may be a little bit of poking fun, a little laughter, but it helps open the communication and helps people understand each other. For some Gen Zers, what it's looked like is code switching. So using maybe less of those terms in the workplace so that they don't have to explain themselves. Or if they use those terms, being aware that, you know, they may have to do a little explaining on why they're reacting with a skull.
And just to be clear, the skull means someone is laughing so hard they're dead.
Exactly. Versus like, you know, this is awful, this is death or destruction or any kind of negative connotation we might think of it as. Gen Z actually sees it as, you know, I'm dead. I died of laughter. This was so hilarious. So it's actually a positive emoji.
And I mean, we're having this lighthearted conversation, but it really can, you know, potentially cause some problems in the workplace. One of the examples I came across was of the different interpretations of the pursed lips emoji.
Right. So this one was interesting to me, too, because I didn't actually know this interpretation until doing this story. To me, no matter which pursed lips emoji you're using, if it has a pursed lips, to me, that means it's a kiss. But to a lot of Gen Zers, several we spoke to said that specifically the one with the eyes open, who's pursing the lips, that's sort of like a cheeky, like judgmental pursing of the lips, like, I told you so, versus a kiss. And you can imagine in a workplace, if that emoji gets sent to somebody in a judgmental fashion and the coworker receiving the emoji sees it as a kiss,
then you have an HR violation.
That could raise some HR concerns. So, the misunderstanding of what something means, it could cause some problems if people aren't asking the right questions.
What about you when you're communicating in the workplace? Have you ever had any generational faux pas?
Unfortunately for me, I tend to be, even though I am also a millennial, I tend to be on the side that doesn't understand things. So I am regularly DMing people who put things in our Slack channel because I literally am like, is that a typo? And I've learned so many words that are like not typos. They're just new slang words I never learned.
Washington Post reporter Danielle Abril, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.